Blog Talk Radio.
Sun 752. Well, this your daily. Go get him is a show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, aka Omar with the rrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is a daily go get it show all up in your area. Power Monday in full and total absolute effect. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feel like real men and women should. Also, we are talking about that information that they have been keeping from you. I mean, there have been times when you were just in a circle of friends, and all of the people in that circle of friends know something going on with you, something that's going on with you, and they didn't say nothing. Now, when you find out about it, you be all mad at everybody and saying that if you was a real friend, if y'all was a real friend, you would have told me we supposed to be to the end, and you didn't let me know the information, and you had me looking like a little fool. The sensation made me feel terrible and made me feel whack, and everybody's looking at me like they know the background story of where I've been, and that thing is straight up sin. Well, sometimes people keep information from you to be deceptive, and sometimes people keep information from you in order to protect you, because sometimes, honestly, all people aren't ready to hear the truth.
And sometimes people can tell whether you're ready to hear the truth or not. And since they figure that you're not ready to hear it, it ain't up to them to say it, even though everybody around you knows it. There's a joke somewhere in the house, and you're it. It's on you. At least that's the way you're going to be feeling. But it may not be as sinister as the plot that you feel has been waged against you. Sometimes it's a little innocent. Like, well, you know, it can get ill. It can get ill in the case of a man who thinks that a child is his, or thinks that a woman is carrying his baby, and everybody knows that that ain't that man's baby. But they figure you know. Now, I don't know if y'all have ever seen the situation before, but I have actually seen it. I have seen how some men are so in. They wanted this baby so bad. They wanted to be in this relationship with this woman so bad that it was almost like they willed themselves to be the baby father. Everybody know. Yeah, all right, dude, you had sex with her, and maybe you're having sex with her, but you know damn well you number two. At least, at the very most, you one and a half. You're not number one. You're not the one. And her mom know it. Her sisters know it. Her brothers know it. Everybody on her block, they see the boy coming through. They see the other boy coming through. And they also see you. She been kicking it to everybody else like you just a friend. And she say you just a friend. But in all reality, you know, you haven't been acting like you really wanted that information. She hasn't been totally non-forthcoming to you. She lets you know, like, well, you know, I still love the boy. We still, you know, maybe they already have a child together, whatever the case may be. She hasn't been totally lying to you. She just hasn't told you straight up and down, like, listen, you need to go find somebody for you because I'm still in love with the boy. We still doing this. And I got his seed in my stomach. I'm carrying his baby. You wear a condom when we have sex. It busted, and you think that the baby is yours. He go raw. He shooting up the wall. Pew, 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 pew. Yeah, he's shooting up the place. Walls got more holes in it than Swiss cheese, baby. Your little condom breaking, that shit ain't doing nothing. It had nine oxen on nine in it anyway. It had the spermicide all up in the jaw. He sprayed all in me. Them sperms got to die by natural causes. They had to drown. Like, I can't swim no more. Millions of them. Anyway. Yeah. It's crazy. Because, you know, you see this kind of thing on both sides of the coin. I've seen it where women wanted to be number one so bad that they willed themselves to be number one. And I've seen it with dudes. He wanted a baby by her so bad that he willed himself to believe that the baby was his. Now, everybody looking like, we'll know in 9 months, we'll know in 8 months, we'll know in 6 months, we'll know at the baby reveal, gender reveal, we'll know in a couple of months. The baby was born premature. Now you can look at the baby, but you're really not sure. You know how the preemie seed looking. You know how the preemie seed looking. But in about 6 weeks, we're going to start seeing the changes. Those that look like you. See? Yeah, you. But you, everybody know. Now, nobody has come to you and straight pulled your coattail like, yo, my dude, come over here. You know. Listen, I don't really mean to be in the business, but you know that. I got three letters for you. DNA. DNA. You need to. You know what I mean? I don't know if your grandmom is alive, you know, to give the baby the...
Is this one of us? You're not grandma. Is this one of us?
Grandmother's been right about that shit for decades. But if that's not the case, you know, you can be mad at people for not putting you on, for not, you know, because you the elephant in the room and you don't even know. You don't know. You running around here putting money on us on strollers and cribs. Well, I don't know if do they have cribs? Is there a such thing as cribs? You know, baby cribs. You know, the baby cribs that we all used to. Everybody I know that was born in the 70s, we had cribs. Even 80s babies, I remember they had cribs. After when the 90s came, I ain't seen a baby crib. I ain't seen a baby crib. It's been all, oh yeah, I sleep with, my babies sleep with me, all of them. All of them. Even the 80s babies. Like, yo, your daughter still sleep with you and she's 17? Yeah. What's up? What of it? Long as the bed be clear when you come over. It don't be. You got like four young niggas to get, you know what I mean, clear out the room. And it was crazy. They all got their own room. Yeah, well, but my babies like to sleep with me, and I like to sleep with them because it makes them feel secure, and it makes me feel secure too. So, you know, I mean, I ain't know you had a problem with it, you know. But, yeah, the bottom line is, this brother, he dropping money on playpens and toys, Fisher Price toys and you know, little toy telephones and all that old stuff, onesies and little baby Jordans for the, you know what I'm saying? You really realize, I hope you realize that you a godfather. You doing godfather work because you ain't the dad. And by the looks of things, you ain't even going to be the stepdad. That boy is here. He is on scene, on site. You should have known something was wrong when you ain't get no invite to the gender reveal or the baby shower. Why you ain't get to go to the gender reveal? And what is this gender reveal shit? Where did that come from? Before, a couple of years ago, I never heard of this. What's a gender reveal? Where did it come up with this shit? I know somebody is making money off of this. Because they ain't just come out with gender reveal out of nowhere. T. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your site. And Carol Chamberlain, my good friend, it's good to see you, mi favorita. I see ya. And Robin Ming, my big sis, doing the thing. She's something like a queen for a king. And my girl Harris, yeah, Layla Harris is all the way embarrassed. No, she's not. She got a lot of pride. Feels good. Makes me feel good to see her inside. And Ja Biggs, thanks for coming through, Kim. I'm glad you came through. Yeah, you know that I did. And Ansel Jones, my brother Ansel Jones. What's going on, my G? Good to see me some y'all. What out? Wow. And Stacey White, what's going on, Ma? What's going on, Stacey? So, yeah, situation like that. They figured you was comfortable with believing that the baby was yours, so they just let you go ahead and believe it. Are they wrong? Is everybody wrong? Maybe. But, you know, if it was me, I would have brought my own team of experts in. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to bring, listen, there are sometimes when it's not good to be on the outs with your family. I know people be talking about, you know, family, all blood ain't family, and then, you know, the family, and, you know, they'll be acting like family, and it's not family, You know what I'm saying? You know, my friends and my family, non-bloods in my family, my peoples in my family. Sometimes you need to be in with your family so they can be there to let you know when you plan yourself. Because I don't know too many situations. I don't know too many situations where your peoples will let a man just go ahead and finance a child without being in good standing. Normally, when your peoples find out that there's a middleman, there may be a third party, they're going to stand up like, yo, we ain't claiming nothing. We ain't claiming nothing until the DNA test is done. But if you want to oust with your family, they not there to hold it down for you. So everybody know that this child ain't yours or that it may not be yours. There's some kind of confusion, some kind of static surrounding the paternity of this child. Everybody know it. I've been there. When the chick blame me for her baby, well, I don't know. Like I said, she was slick. Her sister ain't know. She ain't know. I'm like, how didn't you know? She was like, oh, that's you. I was like, you lying. DNA test said she was lying too. But the girl never told. She kept that secret. I don't know if she took it to the grave with her peoples, but I don't know. But yeah, it's a tough situation. When you it's easy to feel betrayed when that's the situation. But yeah, like I said, they might not have been telling you because they didn't think that you was interested in the truth. The way you was acting was like, however it go, you was going to be there. You might even said it. No matter what, I'm going to be there anyway because this my girl. This my woman. This my world. This is my thing. This is my. So they figured, well, you wasn't interested in the truth anyway. You good with the baby being somewhat yours? Then the hell with it. Go ahead. Spend that time, money, and emotional energy. That's on you. You got it. You got it, son. You got it. But yeah, that's a tough, tough situation. It really is. That's a tough, tough situation. Okay. And just like, you know, on the female side, you know, dudes bring chicks around they peoples all the time. And if he out there playing, he might be bringing multiple chicks around his family. And his joint is like, and you don't know who the number one is. All you know is when he show up to the cookout, whoever is under his arm, you just play your part. You just play your role. That's what you do. That's what you do. It's a tough situation, man. It really is. And it puts other people in positions that have to be lying for you. And, you know, it's compromising. It really is. It's not fair, but it happens all the time. Now, when it gets really trifling, it's like not only is he bringing multiple chicks around here, but he's also bringing multiple babies around here. And y'all know, like, your peoples ain't going to tell on you. You're not. They're not. Not the ones that you trust. They ain't going to say nothing. They're going to look at you sideways and pull you to the side like, you know, that ain't right. And, you know, that girl really loves you. I've seen the way that she look at you. I've seen the way that she act when it comes to you. And you, I can't believe you doing this. But they going to say that to you. They ain't saying that to her, which is right. Which is right and it's wrong. It's toxically right. It's bad right. It's right bad. You're showing loyalty to somebody who is showing unfaithfulness. But it's like you feeling like, well, that ain't my business. That That ain't my business. At the same time, you might be still feeling some kind of way that you got to memorize names and events and not talk about certain things. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, she messing up this card game. The other girl really know how to play, though. You know somebody going to get drunk and spill some of the beans. They might not spill all of them. You know, one of the, let's say y'all playing spades. Yeah? Thanksgiving, Christmas, whatever. Y'all playing spades and you know, she remember the other girl being there one of them holidays, one of them years or whatever. And she was like, yeah, well, remember when me and you was teamed up against Yeah, somebody gonna start sipping and start tripping. The information that they've been keeping from you. Financial things. You ever, and I know this trifling, man, but have you ever known somebody who hit the lottery? They might not. I mean, I ain't saying they hit the lotto, no Powerball, nothing like that, but they might have hit the lottery for like somewhere between 5 and 20,000. So they got a nice little windfall up under them, something that's really going to supplement your income for the year. You know, you make $50,000 a year, and now you got another 20, a fresh 20 on top of that. You know what I mean? Them shopping sprees is looking right now. But you ain't tell your wife or you ain't tell your husband. You told your mom, you told your sisters and your brothers, you told your nieces and your nephews. You've been buying them all kinds of stuff. You might even bought your girl or your man something too. But you ain't tell them what it's really hitting for. They thinking that you got paid off of, you got your taxes back. Taxes? It's August. Everybody don't have taxes, getting no tax return in August. You did. The Pennsylvania lottery. You don't want 20 G's and you ain't tell your people's nothing. Well, you ain't tell your significant other nothing. You ain't tell your spouse or your man or your woman nothing. You sitting on that money. Maybe you did it because you thought that if they found out about the money, then they would be all in your pockets, and they trying to get you to do these business ventures and or whatever, and you just trying to spend your money. You looking at it like it's just free money and, you know, whatever. So you ain't tell him or her. Meanwhile, everybody in the family know you got this money. They know. Financial trouble that your spouse could have dug you out of, and they didn't because they was hiding this money. 20 stacks. They still got like 12,000 of the cash. Still got 12,000. They blew 8. Still got 12 on deck. And you messed around and got your car repossessed. They let you get your car repossessed. And everybody know, like, yo, that chick is treacherous. She let her man car get repossessed, or let his car get booted and towed and shit. And she's sitting on 20,000. But she pretended like she ain't had no money, because he would have asked her where she got it from or whatever. Yo, man, it's trash. It's treacherous, baby. Rock this at the drop of a dime, baby. If y'all would like to call into the show, I invite y'all to call in. The number to call is 319-527-6199. Once again, the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. Press number 1, and that will let me know that you would like to speak, and then I will call you out by the last 4 digits of your telephone number. You can rock out, rock on, and do the damn, do the damn thing. 319-527-6199. And don't forget to share the show, y'all. Don't forget to hit that like button, and don't forget to subscribe to this channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. It is really go get it as a show. And we're talking about that information that they've been keeping from you. They've been keeping that information away from you. They all know. They all know. You the only one who don't know. You running around here.
you know, trying to make moves based on what you don't know. And everybody looking like, You can be dealing with a married man. You be dealing with a married man. He told you that he was separated. No, he told you that no. Okay. In the case where he told you he was separated, he was lying though. He lives with his whole wife. He got a whole wife with a whole house that they whole live in the same whole bed. He might have a second. He might have a little. He lying. He been lying to you. But everybody know he go home to his wife. This nigga telling you, he been telling you that you can't come over his crib because he's been staying with his mom while this divorce settlement finalizes and while he tries to get his money, right? Because he done got rocked in this divorce. He done got rocked financially and taken to the cleaners in this divorce. So he's trying to stack his money, right? And, you know, he don't want to be bringing you over to his mom's house, have you all oohing and eyeing and cooing and, you know what I mean, biting air. A man ever do it to you so good? You ever, you know, that he got you, you know, biting air? You ever try to eat air? Yeah, eat. He don't want to disrespect his mama. It ain't right for you to have your woman eating air around your mama. Like, what is wrong with that girl? Why it sound like you training a puppy in that room? What's going on in that room? Anyway, it ain't been like that. It ain't been like that. She can't spend the night over your house because the only house you got is with your wife. It's a little detail that you failed to disclose, but guess what? Nobody else told you either. They all know you still married. They thinking that you good with it. You side piece Selena. Selena side piece. Don't act like some women ain't good with being a side piece. Somebody got to do it. Look at that. They do. I bought one for my great-grandson, and he's now 5 years old. Okay. Oh, hold on. I didn't even see the backstory of that comment. Wait, hold on. Hold on. Okay. I might be caught up. Oh, Carol, you saying that you bought a crib. Yeah? Man, these moms these days, since the 90s, at least since the 90s, been sleeping with their kids. They sleep with newborn to toddler, to pre-adolescent, yo. That's why all these kids can't sleep alone. They're scared to be by themselves. Scared of the dark and all of that. Mama was scared of the dark. She left the TV on all night long, and now you doing the same shit. Not even realizing why. Thinking that is normal. It ain't, you know. All right. You see, Robbie says they still have cribs. My niece had a baby shower and she just got two cribs. Ain't that some shit? I'm telling them things not expensive. I mean, they not cheap. They very expensive. James says gender reveals are all about money and a party. You ain't never lie. The baby ain't here. I know people who had a gender reveal. And and she ain't but 3 months pregnant. Like, stop it. You ain't pregnant enough. You got to at least wait past the abortion time. No disrespect. Roe v. Wade. All right. Manso Jones says, there's a reason people falling out at the funeral. They realize the time they wasted. Robbie Rob says they have bassinets that you can attach to the parents' beds.
Oh.
Man. You can buy anything with money, can't you? TK Wright says, how about the dudes introducing his woman to a female, saying that number two is his homegirl, but she's really his side chick?
Well, then the family can't be blamed for not saying nothing. They going off of what he told them. I'm talking about when they know the situation. But they figure either you know the situation or you cool with the situation. So they ain't saying nothing. Like, well, we ain't going to mess up this party. Shoot, I spent all night on this potato salad, deviled eggs, pasta salad, seafood salad, all of these side dishes. You know what I mean? We done wrapped the corn up, threw it on the grill. It's all buttery. This cookout is going to happen. I don't care whose girlfriend or whose man come through. They better come through, sit their ass down, or dance their ass in the park over there where the speaker's at, where the DJ is, and have a good time. Because this ain't getting turned out like the one last year. This cookout would not get turned out. So you better stop showing out. TK Wright says, I've seen it happen, Carol. I have an uncle who did that and wondered why his tires were slashed all the time. Peace to Uncle Slash. Ansel Jones says, it's none of my business who she date after we break up. It's nice to know he looking at me crazy. It's nice to know why you looking at me crazy. Wow. And so it says, you still got stimulus money. They mad you won't help them out now. Robbie says, what you do in the dark always comes to the light. You know what? I'm starting to believe less and less that's true. Because sometimes it takes too long for that light to come on. Now it might come on with some people, but it might not come to light with the right people. I think it only comes to light when you worried about it. When you don't have no conscience about it, you just whatever happens, happens. TK Wright says, never had a man have me biting air. Doesn't sound healthy. Well, you never know. One day you might, and it might happen at his mama house. You never know. I know we getting older, but you just never. You've heard of people swallowing air. You just may not know what it's like to have a man, you know, have you treating air like it's a solid. But all things are possible through Christ. Let me see. Ansel Jones says, side pieces got to eat too. They sure do. They normally eat off of the dude. Carol says, I know someone, a female, who paid for a cruise for her and her boo. He backed out because he couldn't explain to the wife how he was going. He was going to be gone for 7 days. 7 days. No calls, no nothing. It ain't easy to explain. It ain't easy. It ain't easy. All right. Stacy White says, my baby cousins, I slept with them. They was right behind, beside me. I told you. Had no clue that wasn't safe. Yeah, you know, babies have died. You know, you really got to be a light a light sleeper to have a baby with, you know, you the people have rolled over on their babies and killed them. Real shit. And it's not all that uncommon. That's why doctors will tell you, like, yo, don't sleep with your baby. Don't sleep the baby. Put the baby in a crib by themselves. TK Wright says, knowing your coworker didn't graduate high school, but no one else knows. And you want a job where they're supposed to have a degree. But that's a little different. Because we're talking about when everybody knows except for you. Not when you know and nobody else knows. You know what I mean? Everybody else knows. You bought a car off of this boy who goes to the auction. He sells used cars, and he be selling straight up lemons. Everybody knows that none of his cars are any good. None of them, except you. And they let you go ahead and buy a car off of this guy, knowing that that thing was only going to run until around the next tax return. They knew it, but they ain't say nothing to you. Like, hey, you had the money, you gave them the money. It is what it is. Ain't none of my business. Ain't none of my business. I mean, you wouldn't have been able to buy the car if you ain't had no money, right? Right. All right, well, you think I'm bluffing, you suffer some consequences. And there are consequences for our actions, brothers and sisters. Yes, there are. But when everybody knows except for you and they ain't saying nothing, I know you don't care, but I ain't saying nothing. Yeah. And that's the thing about it, though. You mad at everybody. You mad at everybody, but the only person you really should be mad at is the person that put you in the position in the first place, but you might be in love with them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Resume fraud. Mm-hmm. Well. Angel says, bite airs and ankles. That's right. Grab them ankles, baby. Grab them ankles. Drag them across the floor for love. 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 Drag them across the floor. Drag them across the floor for love. 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 And everybody know. Everybody know. You've been biting air. You've been dragging across the floor. What you doing? Use a little. Ooh. Oh, TK Wright says, if I'm the boss and I don't know. The boss on the job never knows everything. They don't know. They don't know. So we need the drums for that song. Drag them across the floor for love. Drag them across the floor for love. The number three hit, drag them across the floor for love. And that's whether or not everybody know about it. Let them know that you drag them across the floor for love. Hang on to them ankles, baby. You got to hang on to them ankles right now. We're going to take a little station break, pay some bills. And when we come back, we're going to drag them across the floor a little bit longer. And what we're going to do is we're going to teach y'all how to finally turn air into a solid and bite that shit when it's feeling good to you. All right, here we are on WDG Radio. WDG Radio. KDG Radio. All right, let's get on. That's it, birthday shout-outs, baby. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious May 9th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them, making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Kay Fuller Fulton. Happy birthday to you. And also Elizabeth Jackson, turning 38 years old today. And Yaris Perez, happy birthday to you. And my girl, Lene Harold, who I think is actually off Facebook. I think she has another page. I think this one got burnt out. But nonetheless, happy birthday to you, Ma. And Tamika Ali, turning 46 years old today. And my cuz, Milwaukee Stand Up now over there in Arizona, I believe. Shari Williams, turning 35 years old today. And Dawn Spicer, happy birthday to you, Dawn. And Nicole Crampton, my girl, Nicole, going all the way back to the 1990, but really, we're going to say 1991. Happy birthday to you. And last but not least, my man, Bobby Collier, happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious May 9th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud, just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on and do the damn, rock out, rock on and do the damn, rock out, rock on and do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who drag them across the floor for love. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, hey, yo, sometimes people ain't saying nothing. Sometimes they think that you know. Sometimes they think that you don't care. Sometimes they just have to be loyal to whoever the number one is, the day one is, and you just happen to be the day two, day three, and we can be mad at them all that we want. But we really need to be mad about the source, baby. Not the vibe, the source. But you live and you learn. And for those who put other people in those types of positions, you're still living and learning too. Because the day will come when you have to pay the piper.
You will have to pay the piper one day and answer for your actions, baby. But in the meantime, in between time, you're going to do crime. It's going to be y'all right until you get caught. And out there, you're going to feel like you fought against the machine, raising against it. But you cannot beat time. It's Winston on you, and it's weighing heavy. And it's not going to be a really something that levies against you. But you're going to get yours, and it's not going to be nice. I say when it rains, pours. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitation. I love y'all right back to life. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. I hope y'all enjoy listening to the show as much as I enjoy broadcasting it. Because to me, it's been a blast. I love Mondays. Y'all know what it is. I got a little cramp, though. But it's going to be all right. Yeah, we're going to get on about it. Let's go. So Blog Talk, we're going to get you on out of here.